Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Healthy lifestyles are encouraged in events set for Saturday. Ride to the River Market invites families to participate. And with more on the bike ride is Ouachita Well Project Director Pam Barton. Pam, good to talk to you.
Hi, Bob. It's nice to be here.
Tell us about what is planned for Saturday morning.
Well, we are going to do a ride to the River Market, and by riding, I mean on bicycles. So we are going to do a registration, and it'll be at the Forsyth Park at the softball field, and they can begin registration at 9:30. There is no fee to register. We're just going to need a little information from you. The ride is for ages 9 and up. If you're 9, 10, or 11, we're going to ask that you have someone there with you to ride. If you're 12 or up, you should be safe on the ride. We're going to have the Monroe Police are going to be escorting us all the way down. Please, so we're going to have traffic blocked at all the intersections. The Monroe Authority for Safe Streets will be riding bikes as lead riders and as caboose riders. And then we have checkpoints at every half mile. So there will be people there to, if you're having any kind of a problem, they can assist you before you get there. It's only about two and a half miles to the River Market. So it'll be a nice, easy ride and an enjoyable ride for families.
Yeah. Any other guidelines as far as that goes? Younger riders to be accompanied by an adult?
Yeah, if you're 19 or 11, we feel like you need someone there, someone that we can contact. We will have about 30 AmeriCorps volunteers. So if someone just happens to show up, they didn't get the message, then we'll have someone to ride along with them also.
Tell us a little bit more about the Ouachita Well program that this event is being sponsored by and a part of.
Okay. Ouachita Well is an initiative that is being funded by Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Louisiana. The YMCA is the fiscal agent. They asked that a nonprofit be the fiscal agent because they didn't want to leave out nonprofits. Our partners are the City of Monroe, the City of West Monroe, the Ouachita Parish School Board, and the Ouachita Parish Police Jury. We received the funding on September the 1st of 2013, and the funding will last for 3 years. We were actually awarded around approximately $1 million over 3 years, and our purpose is to reduce obesity and overweight in people in Ouachita Parish. So we have two goals, and that is to increase healthier nutrition choices and to increase opportunities for physical activity.
Now, as far as that grant being handed out, Northeast Louisiana, the only one that was included?
That is correct.
And the rest went other parts of the state?
Yes, they did. They made 12 awards, and the majority headed down south to New Orleans and to Baton Rouge. But we were fortunate here in Northeast Louisiana to receive one of the awards. I believe there's also one in Alexandria, and then there's one in Caddo Parish. So we're all working together in the state for the same goal.
As far as the goals and the benchmarks that the program is looking towards, as far as getting feedback on that, how is that occurring?
We're actually, the people that oversee us would be the Pennington Biomedical Research Center. And, of course, they're a well-known research center here in the state of Louisiana and in the nation. And they will be collecting data over the 3 years. And, of course, we're helping to assist them to collect that data. And at the end of those 3 years, they should be able to determine if we've had any kind of an impact on the problem here in Ouachita Parish.
And they're looking to propose guidelines and suggestions out of that study that's going to be going on over the next couple of years?
Well, they mainly have two goals, and that's what we've accepted their goals, and that is the healthier food choices, especially with fruits and vegetables, and then increasing opportunity for physical activity. The way that Ouachita Well is doing that is that we're promoting sidewalks, walking tracks, especially at neighborhood schools. We find that that's a way for the whole neighborhood to participate in a walking program is if we have a walking track at the schools. The obstacles that we run up against are that schools sometimes do not view their property as public property. They view it as school property. And so we need to work and educate everyone in the community that we can share responsibility for those walking tracks. The city and the schools can share those responsibilities, and then it's a win-win situation for the entire community.
Right. And the initiative, talking more about walking, that's something, I guess, kind of planned for something down the road through Ouachita Well.
Yeah. We've been working with Ouachita Parish School System, and they have planned 8 walking tracks at different schools. And I believe all of those will be going in this summer. Not all of them have accepted the idea of a joint use agreement, but most of them have. And the benefit that they receive is that Washita Well will provide matching funds for whatever they put into the walking track.
Yeah. Getting back to the bike ride coming up this Saturday, it's going to be getting together registration at 9:30. Pam, it's going to start about 10 o'clock Saturday morning?
That's correct. Yeah. We're going to start about 10 o'clock. And like I said, it's a 2.6-mile ride to the River Market. And all participants will receive a Washita Well T-shirt, and we'd like for them to wear those on
nice
the ride.
Nice incentive. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. But once you get to the River Market, we'll have bottles of water there. And at noon, we're going to be doing a drawing for some prizes for all participants. And for the young ones, we're going to have physical activity equipment. You might get a basketball, football, soccer ball, something like that to keep you active. And for adults, we're going to have vouchers for fruits and vegetables. They can actually purchase fruits and vegetables there at the River Market. It's a great incentive for the farmers to be there. We're trying to increase the amount of farmers that we have at the River Market. Research shows us if you have other types of vendors, people will come occasionally to shop. Mm-hmm. But if you have fruits and vegetables, people will come every week to the River Market. So it's a win situation for them, for the River Market, for the farmers. And then it helps our goal of increasing the consumption of fruits and vegetables.
Pam, if someone would like to find out more about Washita Well, perhaps be able to supply some information for the surveys and questionnaires going out, how could they do so?
We do have a website, and it's www.washitawell.org. So you can visit that website, and we're going to actually have the survey. It's not on the website yet, but it's in the process of being placed onto the website. And if you take the survey, once you're finished, you will be able to apply for a voucher for fruits and vegetables at one of the river markets or one of the farmers markets. And that's a $10 voucher. So we're going to encourage people to take that survey and go and get those fruits and vegetables.
Pam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.